You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We spoke to ex-Yorkshire captain and current assistant head coach at Essex, Anthony McGrath, ahead of the test series between England and Sri Lanka. And first of all, we asked for his prediction of who will come out top in this test series.
I think England will be far too strong for Sri Lanka. I think Sri Lanka are in transition at the moment. Two warm-up games so far, they've not gone too well. And I think England coming off the back of a really good T20 World Cup, but more importantly, a win in South Africa in the test series, I think England will win comfortably. The games at Headingley, Riverside and Lords, if the weather's kind, I think England won't need the full 5 days. I can see England winning comfortably by three matches to nil.
We begin on Thursday and we asked Anthony how he thinks the first test at Headingley will unfold.
I think there's a little bit of weather about, but Sri Lanka actually beat England last time they played at Headingley, but this is a different Sri Lanka team now and certainly a different England team. I think Sri Lanka's batsmen in particular have struggled since they've been over here. And I think Stuart Broad, Jimmy Anderson, Ben Stokes, Stephen Finn, all really good bowlers. I think they'll definitely trouble the Sri Lankans. And I don't think the Sri Lanka bowlers have any danger at all in troubling the England batsmen. Joe Root, Johnny Bairstow, Alistair Cook, them three in particular have started the season on fire. And I think England will run away with this probably by, even an innings victory, I can see. Because England are so short, I think a way to get with England is England to win and having the highest opening partnership. I think Cook and Hales will put more runs on than the Sri Lankan pair, so that might be a way to get involved.
As you would expect, England are favourites, and we asked Anthony for his selections for top England batsman and bowler.
Top England bat is probably the three I've mentioned: Cook, Root or Bairstow. And my worry with Bairstow is that he'll probably come in down the order and might not have a long time to bat. So Alistair Cook opening the innings, Joe Root probably in at four. I'm just going to edge towards Joe Root on his home ground. He's coming off the back of a big double against Surrey, so I'll go with Joe Root. Top England bowler, I'm going to go with Stuart Broad himself. In fact, all the seamers have played plenty of county cricket so far, so I don't think there'll be any signs of rust, but I think Broad's height in particular, the aggressive way he bowls, I think he'll really trouble the Sri Lankan batsman. He's got form at Headingley as well. He's got a hat-trick there. So I'll just edge again towards Stuart Broad.
And finally, we had a look at the same markets for Sri Lanka. Here's Anthony's thoughts on the top batsman and bowler.
I think this will be a trouble area for Sri Lanka throughout the series, putting scores on the board. I think you could choose any, really, of their top order. The man I'm going to go for is Kusal Mendis. He's had a couple of 60s in the warm-up games at Essex and Leicester. He looks a decent player, and I think if Sri Lanka are going to do anything, he needs to get some runs, so I'll go for him. I think England will only bat once at Headingley, I really do. I think they'll put a lot of runs on the board. So I'm going to go towards a spinner in Herath. He's their most experienced bowler. I think he'll bowl a lot of overs. I don't think their seamers will make much of an impact. So I think Herath might be the one in that market.
You can find all of the markets on this test series at williamhill.com. And if you click on the news page of the William Hill website, you can find all of our podcasts available. Not just cricket, we have experts and pundits from across a range of sports. Plus, there's the Audio Boom William Hill cricket page as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.